You tried to kill me. Ha ha! Yes, you were there, my love. You helped. But I don't hold a grudge. You were under her spell. You didn't know what you were doing. You'll redeem yourself by helping me take my revenge. The man didn't respond. She bathed him. She was free with the water. He'd been diminished by his wound, but he was still a big man, 4 inches over 6 feet tall. He was about 45 years old. His hair was an average, unnoteworthy brown. He'd begun to go bald in front. His eyes were hard, humorless, icy blue, narrow, and deeply set. He had a ragged graying beard surrounding a thin-lipped mouth that seldom smiled. His face bore scattered reminders of a childhood pox and more than a few memories of acne. He might have been moderately good-looking once. Time had been unkind. Even in repose, his face looked hard and a little off-center. He didn't look like what he had been all his adult life, the Black Company's historian and physician. His appearance was more suited to the role he had inherited, that of captain. He described himself as looking like a child molester waiting for a chance to strike. He wasn't comfortable with his appearance. Soulcatcher scrubbed him with a vigor that recalled his mother's.
"Don't take the skin off."
"Your wound is healing slowly. You'll have to tell me what I did wrong." She'd never been a healer. She was a destroyer. Croker was puzzled by her interest. He wasn't valuable. What was he? Just a dinged-up old mercenary, alive well beyond the expectations of his kind. He squeaked a question. She laughed, voice filled with childlike delight.
"Vengeance, dear. A simple, gentle, guileful vengeance. And I won't lay a hand on her. I'll let her do it to herself."
She patted his cheek, drew a finger along the line of his jaw.
"It took a while, but I knew the moment was inevitable. Fated. The consummation, the exchange of the magic, deadly three words. Fated. I sensed it before you met."
Again the childlike laughter.
"She was an age finding something so precious. My vengeance will be to take it away."
Croker closed his eyes. He could not yet reason closely. He understood only that he was in no immediate danger. The plot was easily voided. He would become a tool of no value. Broken. He put it out of mind. First, he had to heal. Time enough later to do what had to be done. More laughter. This from a woman adult and knowing.
"Remember when we campaigned together, Croker? The trick we played on Raker? The fun we had tormenting Limper?"
He grunted. He remembered. Everything but the fun.
"Remember how you always thought I could read your mind?"
He remembered that, and the terror it had inspired. That old fear crept back.
"You do remember."
She laughed again.
I'm so glad. We're going to have such fun. The whole world thinks we're dead. You can get away with anything when you're dead.
Her laugh gained an edge of madness.
We'll haunt them, Croker. That's what we'll do.
He regained enough strength to walk. With help. His captor made him walk, forced him to gain strength. But still, he slept most of the time, and dreamed terrible dreams when he did. The place anchored the dreams. He didn't know that. His dreams told him it wasn't a good place, that the very trees and earth and stone remembered evil.